Today we're going to talk about connection and how culture connects and disconnects people. But first, let me introduce myself and the people next to me. So I'll start with me. My name is Dalia and I was born and raised right here in Germany. My mom is German and my dad is Portuguese, but he was born in Germany too. Even though I have Portuguese root, I grew up speaking only German and living fully in German culture. I've been here my whole life, except for occasional vacation abroad. Next up is Lea. She's also from Germany, but her background is pretty unique. Her parents are Russian-German. Her mom was born in Kyrgyzstan and her dad in Siberia. And they moved to Germany in the early 80s. Lea's first language is German, but her parents speak Russian and Plattdeutsch too. She grew up in a Russian-German community. And then we have Gabriela. Her story is quite different from ours. Gabriela was born and raised in Lima, Peru, in a Spanish-speaking environment surrounded by Peruvian culture. About 5 years ago, she made the big move to Germany and has been adapting to a whole new culture and language since then. Gabriela, how has it been keeping your connection to your culture while living here?
Well, I have to say that it hasn't been easy. I moved to Germany by myself. My parents live in Peru, my sister too. And honestly, I don't have any Peruvian friends here. So it's been quite hard to keep the connection the way it used to be. I mean, Peruvian culture means or involves different things like music, language, but also food and things that you normally will do in your daily life. So I don't have that anymore. So yeah, I would say it's not, I think it's been quite complicated to keep that while being here, but I think I'm trying my best to find a way to still keep the connection. For example, I have German friends and they are really excited about my culture, and that also helps me to create a new type of connection with it.
How about you, Lea? How does your parents' background influence your identity?
Yeah, like you said, I was born in Germany, but my parents weren't. They came to Germany when they were about 10 to 12, maybe. So early 80s, like you said. But they had lived in the Soviet Union or in Russian territory for over 200 years. They came there as guest workers, so my family. And when my parents were really young, they decided to come back with kind of a wave of, they're called Heimkehrer. That is what they were called by the German government when they came back to Germany. In English, it's like homecomer or resettler, basically. They were invited back because technically they are German originally. They came to Russia from Germany. They grew up there in German communities, but during the First and Second World War, the Russian government saw them kind of as spies because they were originally German, even though they had lived there for a really long time. So to kind of break up these German communities, they deported them to Central Asian countries, for example. That's why my parents were born in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Siberia, wherever my family was born. It's a little complicated to say where they're actually from because they kept resettling and re-migrating because they were forced to. And that's the problem with my identity and with my parents' identity, because they never really had to grasp one culture they were really integrated in. Because in Russia, they were considered German. And when they came to Germany, they were considered Russian. They had a really Russian accent. They couldn't speak German. And that's the problem with their identity. And because it kind of, we kind of took this onto ourselves as children, we also had this weird niche identity, this weird niche culture that we didn't really know what we should make of it, if we're now Russian or German, or if Russian German is one big culture.
I have to say that I was really amused by what you just said, because right now I'm thinking, okay, maybe that's gonna be my kids at some point. I mean, I'm the first generation in some way that is moving to Germany, and if I ever have kids or not, I don't know, maybe they will feel like you feel, or even like your parents used to feel when they came back to Germany after living so many years in Russia. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's something to think about right now because, of course, I'm under the pressure of being the first generation moving abroad, and also the first generation maybe struggling a little bit with the language.
Yeah, definitely. I think you coming to Germany as the first person in your family, there are a lot of feelings that I think my parents have also felt. And I definitely think the generation after you will have similar feelings to the ones that I'm having or that people my generation from my culture are having. And also not just my culture, but also other migrant cultures. Dalia, your father is technically also a second generation migrant. Can you empathize with these feelings or can you not relate to it at all?
Well, I don't really know how my father feels about his background. But to be honest, I don't feel connected to Portuguese culture. I mean, my father wasn't home a lot because of his work, and therefore my mother raised us. She decided not to expose my brother and me to Portuguese because she was afraid that we would learn both languages properly.
So do you think this language barrier is where you feel most disconnected from your culture?
Yeah, that might be the biggest aspect of this disconnection. I mean, how about you, Gabriela? When do you feel this disconnection the most?
Well, I can actually speak German, and I have a good level of German, I would say. But at the beginning, when I moved here, like, I don't know, in the first 2 years, maybe I felt disconnected when it came to expressing emotions, but not the basic ones, like, I don't know, happy, angry, whatever you call it, but more like the deep ones, you know, these really complicated to express emotions. Well, now, of course, my German got better, so now I can definitely do that. But sometimes I also feel disconnected when it comes to pop culture references, because, of course, I wasn't born here and I didn't grow up here. I moved in first, I don't know, 5 years ago, right? So sometimes it happens to me that my friends make this cultural references from, I don't know, TV shows or series or whatever, and I don't know them because I didn't grow up with them. So that's maybe one of the reasons why I can feel disconnected sometimes. But well, my friends are really nice, so they obviously show me, I don't know, fairy tales and stories and series and films, whatever you call it, they actually grew up with. So yeah, these are basically some of the situations in which I can feel disconnected. But what about you, Leah? I mean, I'm sorry if this sounds bad, but when I first met you, I thought you were like German.
And, yeah, most people do.
And now that I heard the whole story, I'm really fascinated by it. Do you also feel disconnected sometimes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that I look German and I have a German sounding name, and also I have a German accent when I speak English, and I speak accent-free German. So it's natural that people assume that I'm German or that I don't have a second culture. And usually that doesn't really bother me because I know that there are a lot of privileges that come with it. And I'm very aware of that. But also it definitely influences how I feel about my own culture and identity. And sometimes it definitely disconnects me from, you know, my other kind of culture. And also the problem is because I'm neither Russian nor fully 100% German, it was always kind of difficult for me to pick one. But at some point, I just realized that it's okay that I have a niche culture and that I have, you know, a culture that's kind of in between two cultures, like a lot of migrants do. And that also what connects me to other people that have the same or similar experiences that also come from a culture where they're, you know, second generation migrant. So I feel more connected to other people, but I don't know how that really influences my disconnection now. I feel like that kind of progresses over time.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's something I also notice with time. I mean, I think that, like, at the end you don't need to pick one over the other one, and that's the beauty of it. It makes you who you are. It's part of you and it's really special. And I think that with the time we also learn how to appreciate that difference that we have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm right now a combination of like Peruvian culture and German culture, and I really like it and I really enjoy it.
It also connects us.
Yeah,
even though we have very different experiences with culture, there's still a connection between us.
Yeah, I would say so.